All right, let's get back to some of these indicators. You use different number of indicators to trace the rise and fall of global economic power, but you pay particular attention to how much debt a country has. Why is that?
Well, it's a reflection of their financial condition. As you know, in the book, there are 18 measures: education and civility with each other and productivity are the most important influences. If you have a well-educated population, and education also means civility with each other, and you're productive, you have productivity, that's the greatest source of stability and strength. The indebtedness is a reflection of the fact that you're spending more than you are earning. And that means that someone's financial debt is another man's financial assets. And so there are right now over $30 trillion in U.S. dollar denominated debt that someone is holding as an asset that is being inflated away. That produces a dynamic that produces an inflationary spiral because people want to sell those bonds. Well, they can't. There's too many of those and they can't. So in almost all cases of the decline, before there's the war, the internal war or the external war, you always see this dynamic.
This rising dynamic of debt.
And the printing of money.